Before the show starts, I would just like to say that we have done a lot of research in the past, and we've gotten hold of some fantastic Imagineers who have really helped us to, when people can't show up on a show, they've given us the ability to build our own animatronics. And basically, that is what we have done now with Rick and with Bill and with Patrick, so that when they have things that are, well, shall we say, takes up their time, we can enable these animatronics to take over in their place. And frankly, after this show, they may just take over all the time. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Great. So, guys, is everybody ready? Patrick, Bill, Rick, Alvin?
Okay.
Theodore's ready, too.
I'm ready.
So, anyway, once Alvin gets on board and he's not off key, then we will be ready to go.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. So, I'm Dave, and I'm here with Alvin and the Chipmunks. No, not really. Anyway, hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode, unless you're way ahead of us and probably got an episode ahead of us, and now you're going back and listening. So it wouldn't be the latest episode, but we'd be the second latest episode or the second earliest, depending on what time you are listening. Time warps are so hard to deal with. Anyway, welcome to this episode of Disney Plus. We are ending the year and getting ready to talk about what's going on in January of the new year, 2022. Because, it can't be any worse than the last 2 years. Not that Disney Plus was worse. The way everything has been in the past 2 years has been so tough, so difficult for everyone, that we're really hoping 2022 is going to be a lot better. So anyway, I want to open up tonight and introduce not just my host, but my virtual host. And I'd like to say hello and welcome to Rick. Rick, how you doing?
I'm busy, tired, worn out, excited to be here. Yay!
Absolutely fantastic. Glad to hear it. And now let's go to Bill. Bill, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent today.
Okay, not sure about that, but that sounds good. Good. All right. And of course, last and not least, Patrick, how are you doing tonight?
Man, I'm excited. Ready to get this show on the road.
That's awesome. I am so glad to hear it. And now, can we go ahead and get on with the show tonight? Anybody? Yes?
Yeah, just kick back, relax, and like kind of check out for a little bit.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. That's a great way to start the show, Patrick. Yep, so let's see what Disney is bringing to us in January of 2022. How do you like that radio fake voice? Sounds awesome.
It's funny.
Before we get started with this, I want to ask anybody, what did you watch that really stood out in December of 2021? Anything really good? Actually, Bill, what was your favorite show?
Doogie Kamalohaha. Shoot, I messed it up again. Kamaloha. Oh, I did it!
Okay, yeah, you finally said it. Great. Good job. Okay, Rick?
Into the Unknown.
And Patrick, how about you? What was one of the things that you really enjoyed of for December 2021?
Was Spider-Man No Way Home.
All right, guys. I would say those were good answers, but they're probably not. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about what is happening on Saturday, January 1st. We have X-Men First Class. If anyone has seen X-Men, this is like the 3,000th show of different ones of Marvel that they're cheating Disney out of, because they're probably not really paying Disney to use these characters, but that was all in a previous lifetime and contract. But anyway, X-Men First Class, Disney now has it to be able to put on their Disney Plus shows. And X-Men First Class, I have not seen this one yet, but I've seen parts of it, and it really seems good. Most of the X-Men movies and stuff have all been very good. So anyway, so we come up on Wednesday, January 5th, The Miraculous Tales of Ladybug and Cat Noir. Now, this is season 4, and there are 7 episodes on it. I believe it or not, I have seen this. I haven't actually sat down to watch it, but I put it on for the animals, and they really seem to enjoy it. No, that's not true. It's usually on very early in the morning, and it's interesting. I'm not, I haven't seen it all the way through, but it's got some interesting characters, and the characters have interesting costumes. So I don't know. Hey, Rick, I'm sure you've probably seen this, probably from front to back. What do you think?
I'm sure everybody that's interested has already seen it, but fantastic, especially for kids.
Patrick, do you or your kids get to watch any of this at all? And how do you or they like it?
Yeah, absolutely. Great time.
And I guess everyone's looking forward to season 4 and the next 7 episodes of that. That's really cool, guys. Thank you so much. Very interesting. Now, something I know everyone's definitely looking forward to. Actually, we've already probably seen the first part, the chapter 1, but is The Book of Boba Fett chapter 2. Now, The Book of Boba Fett is a thrilling Star Wars adventure teased in a surprise end credit sequence following the season 2 finale of The Mandalorian, who finds legendary bounty hunter Boba Fett and mercenary Fennec Shand navigating the galaxy's underworld when they return to the sands of Tatooine to take their claim on the territory once ruled by Jabba the Hutt and his crime syndicate. So, Jabba's alive again, so that's cool.
Interesting.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be very interesting to see how they mesh all these characters together. I'm very excited to see Boba Fett and all of the imagery and stuff of the Star Wars things.
Awesome.
Guys, are you all Star Wars fans?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You hit the nail on the head right there.
Okay. So, Rick, are you looking forward to this?
I can't talk right now. These are happy tears.
I completely understand.
I just want to say that was a great answer.
So I think we're all looking forward to, and I'm sure, like I said, we've all seen chapter 1. So we're probably excited to see this on Wednesday, January 5th. A couple days after that, on Friday, January 7th, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days. This will be the third movie released of 2012.
Awesome.
We got a chance to, Rick and I did, to listen to the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and I actually got a book signed by him.
How was that?
I don't want to spoil it for anybody in case they haven't seen it, especially for kids.
We also have on January 7th, Like Mike and Like Mike 2, and Then one of my favorite movies, The Sandlot. If this is, I don't have the year listed on here, but it doesn't matter. This is a timeless movie. If you can watch this, go see it. I mean, it is just a fantastic movie. Sit with your kids. It's just kind of a made in the late or early 2000s, and it's just a good movie for kids and parents to watch. It fits every genre. So, Patrick, what'd you think about this one? Is this one that you're going to sit down and watch?
So man, I was going to ask you the same thing.
I'm excited.
And Bill, so this is a baseball movie. I'm sure you played baseball when you were a kid, right?
Steve, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's not my thing.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like Sheila.
All right, so Wednesday, January 12th, The Eternals is released on Disney Plus. I haven't seen it yet, but it seems to be kind of a mixed, whether you like it or not, good, bad, whatever. Just because of how things are on it, the way people talk about it, I'm going to have to watch it. Just get my own. I want to get my own version of it because I've heard so many good and so many bad things about it. Rick, are you looking forward to this one?
Maybe. My thoughts on it are, you know, it really doesn't faze me at all. It's no big deal to me. That is one thing I hope changes.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I agree with you, and that's kind of what I was thinking.
So Friday, January 14th, one day after Sheila's birthday.
I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Which is so appropriate for this, because not only will the night before that Sheila goes wild, we will have Betty White Goes Wild. This was done in 2013? I doubt it. I mean, it needs to be now. Because, you know, Betty White, you know, she's there. 7-time Emmy Award winner Betty White shares her love for animals and VIP backstage pass to 3 of America's top zoos and safari parks for a characteristically irreverent, intimate, and unique tour of everything Big Cat. So, yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Betty White Goes Wild. Yeah, I'll bet Snoop Dogg will be there. Sure enough. What do you think, Rick?
Like watching Sheila, isn't it?
Patrick, are you looking forward to Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Betty White?
Absolutely.
And Bill, don't you like to go wild too? Would you go wild with Betty White?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. I think I am done now.
All right, guys. So after we go wild with Betty White, let's go to Catch That Kid. In this over-the-top action-adventure story, a young girl skilled at climbing enlists 2 boys for her scheme to pay for costly surgery for her dad. They will rob a high-tech bank, starring a young Kristen Stewart. This was from 2004. And what more can you say about robbery to have your kids watch? Isn't this a great thing to do? What do you think, Rick? Is this something you want your kids to see? Teach them how to rob, you know? Wouldn't that be cool?
It should be all right.
All along, I'm sure that Catch That Kid, which I have not seen yet, I don't think. I may have. But I think overall, this is going to be a good show to watch. I was just kidding about some of the bad stuff. But we'll find out. All right, Wednesday, January 19th, Vets on the Beach. 4 vets from across Australia come together to share their passion for animals. This will be good. And then that's season 1, and then season 2 comes right after that. And then The World According to Jeff Goldblum. It's batch 2 premiere, so we'll have season 2, episodes 6 through 10. So Jeff Goldblum is back, and he's as curious as ever. In this season of The World According to Jeff Goldblum, Jeff uncovers surprising secrets behind a whole new host of topics, including puzzles, birthdays, backyards, tiny things, and motorcycles. Passionate fans to experts and scientists share new insights to discover how these everyday marvels have shaped the world in which we live. I'm ready to see this come back. I really like Jeff Goldblum and how he takes his look on things. And Bill, I know you're a fan of Jeff Goldblum. So what do you think?
Crickets. I think Bill's ignoring you. Bill?
What? Oh, me next. Sorry for the dead air. I'm eating my chips.
We're trying to get it done.
Sorry.
All right, guys. We're really looking forward to seeing Jeff Goldblum in Batch 2, the new season. So also on the week of January 19th, we have Assembled: The Making of Hawkeye. Rick and I got to see the first two episodes before it came out the week before, and we both loved it. Did we not, Rick?
Yes.
Bill, how did you get to see the entire show at all? Oh, I'm sorry. You were what? You were still watching. What was the show?
Kamaloha.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll get back to you, Bill. So Patrick, how about you? You looking forward? Did you get to see Hawkeye? And are you looking forward to this new Assembled?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Because Assembled: The Making of Hawkeye is a comprehensive series of documentary style specials streaming on Disney Plus that chronicles the creation of Marvel Studios' thrilling new shows and theatrical releases. You get the journey behind the scenes of the Hawkeye series with stars Jeremy Renner and Hailee Steinfeld in this immersive and in-depth examination of the latest installment of storytelling in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So yeah, I thought it kind of had a slow start, but wow, did it finish with a bang. So it was awesome. And then, of course, then that week, also, we had the Book of Boba Fett, Chapter 4. So bringing up the end of the month, we have on Wednesday, January 26th, Random Rings. It's a comedy short series, a bunch of kids that walk up to people's doors and... Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Not really. Bill, did you ever do that when you were a kid?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ring a doorbell and run.
It's not my thing.
Okay. All right, Rick, you did a lot of that, didn't you?
It was very good.
Okay, Patrick, I'm hoping that you were a much more level-headed person and didn't do those kind of things, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Random Rings is a comedy short series featured on the Disney Channel. It featured Disney characters, primarily the cast of Big City Greens, making random calls to strangers. Why does this sound familiar? So, and then we also have Random Rings Season 2, which also features Heinz Doofenshmirtz and Launchpad McQuack and Baymax. I've got to see this. So we have Doofenshmirtz back. And if you didn't know, that is from Phineas and Ferb, who was the evil character that wasn't always so evil, but was evil. So why don't they bring back... Hey, anybody know why, you know, they didn't bring back Perry on this one and just Doofenshmirtz? Rick, wouldn't Perry be great?
The simple reason for that's the demand.
Yeah.
Bill, can you do a Perry at all? Imitation?
That's not my thing.
All right, so that's Wednesday, January 26th. And then, of course, Chapter 5, The Book of Boba Fett. And that's going to be an awesome thing. So, finally, on Friday, January 28th, this kind of goes... along with, Betty White Goes Wild. We have the Ice Age Adventure of Buck Wild. So it continues the hilarious escapades of the beloved Sub-Zero heroes from the wildly successful global Ice Age franchise. As they create more prehistoric pandemonium, they're eager for a little independence. The thrill-seeking Possum brothers, Crash, and Eddie set out to find a place of their own, but quickly find themselves trapped beneath the ice in a massive cave inhabited by dinosaurs, which will probably include Betty White. They are rescued by the one-eyed, adventure-loving weasel Buck Wild, and together with the help of some new friends, embark on a mission to save the lost world from dinosaur domination. So, guys, what do you think? Isn't this a great way to end the month of January? Going Buck Wild? Rick?
So I'm super excited about that.
Are you Buck Wild?
Maybe.
How about you, Bill? Do you feel like that you could really relate to being Buck Wild?
Yeah, I could see that.
And Patrick?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Okay. Okay, that is it for the month of January. What do you think, Patrick?
A cool tidbit of information for our listeners. Yeah, like there's not a whole lot, but what is coming out is a really good lineup.
It looks amazing. I'm so excited.
My gosh, that is a great answer. So in closing the show out, just want to thank my virtual co-host with helping make this show. You guys were great animatronics. And I just want to wish everyone a happy new year. Looking forward to seeing what Disney Plus brings to our screens next year. And I think what better way to close this show out is hearing a few of the Bill Rickisms to take us to our outro music. Take over, you fantastic little animatronics.
On with the show. Knock, knock.
Sorry for the dead air. I'm eating my chips. Amateurs, amateurs, amateurs.
Bill?
What?
Steve, can you hear us? Steve? Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Steve? Crickets.
British, English, which... I should shut up. We're recording. Who's the best co-host? Me. Oh, that's not the question?
I can't talk right now. These are happy tears. Blank, blank, blank.
Doogie Kamalaha. Shoot, I messed it up again.
Just stop. Oh, my gosh.
Kamaloha. Oh, I did it! How are you doing tonight, Rick?
I'm busy, tired, worn out. Excited to be here. Yay. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
We could, but I somehow deleted them.
Fortuosity.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I'm floating away. I'm floating away. Yeah, that was the one I was going to pick. You took the one I was going to take. But
well, then
okay.
You should have talked first.
You didn't give me a chance.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right. One more yawn.
Ooh, get a corn.
And if we say, hey, yippee, yo, yay, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma.
Can't wait to go to bed.